On this week's show, what to get your construction dork for the holidays with the crew. We're back. It's a hosts only show. I got my hosts with the mosts with me that could join me as we're heading in to the holiday season. This is a tradition here at the crew to talk about what to, you know, what tech gifts to get. And we can get a little wild and get a little crazy. I got Jonathan Marsh with me today, my brother and my construction dork. What's happening, man?
Nothing much, man. I'm just enjoying the snow. Got out like an hour ago, and I told you I just finally tried cross-country skiing. Like, I've been downhill skiing for years, but I didn't like actually going out. But like over the last year, I was doing snowshoeing. I'm like, I need cross-country skis. So it's awesome. I like my wife's all upset about the snow in November. I'm like, oh, no, it's cool. I can go outside. Come on, be good.
It's cool. All of a sudden I get this picture of cross country skis and I'm like, oh, those are no. I need the ones that go downhill. Although we have been talking, we're going to get John on the ones that truly go up the uphill, and we'll get you all those on another episode. Travis Voss, it seems like I see you quite frequently. It's great to see you again, though.
Yeah, it's great to see you too. And you can never get enough hanging out with my crew and dork friends. Good to be here.
Ready for some holiday gift ideas? I think so.
I am one of those, I guess I would be considered a Grinchy person. I'm one of those people that gets really upset when I see Christmas decorations out before Thanksgiving. But kind of this along the same lines as John, we got a good healthy dose of snow right after Thanksgiving. So now I'm ready. Now it's Christmas.
I'm with you. I have this hard and fast rule. No Christmas songs, no Christmas nothing. Before the day after Thanksgiving, it is in my house, that is a no-no. So, and last but certainly not least, Nathan Wood. What's happening, man?
Only because you said that I had to put my lights up before I left town before Thanksgiving, but didn't turn them on because right. I knew all the Grinches like you guys would judge me. So
fine.
They're on. And they're just not turned on.
And we were talking about it a little bit like pre-show. I did go out and get some LED ones. I put them up before Thanksgiving because it was still 50 degrees.
Exactly.
That's prefab, man. That's prefab. That's okay.
Prefab.
We're cool with prefab, man. It's just, you don't turn it on. You don't turn. I am anti-tree though. I think as soon as you put the tree up, if you're a tree person, that's too much. You've gone too far. In my opinion, that's too far.
Agree to disagree.
All right.
Wait, what's too early for a tree? Like, what's too early?
Because we're before like Thanksgiving,
day after
I guess.
Thanksgiving.
That's the day. The day after Thanksgiving
okay, as long
is
as
the
that's
day.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
That's the day. Actually, you know, rewind, like growing up, I never knew this, right? And hopefully if you got your kids in the car and they're below the age that they don't know who this is. Okay, good. You paused. Santa Claus. I didn't realize that was mom going to the mall and that my dad kept us busy putting up the tree and hanging up everything. And he would drive to the mall every hour and a half, 2 hours, because yes, it's pre-cell phone, grab the gifts from mom and put them in the trunk and bring them back home and put them in the garage. And then we'd go back to putting things on the tree and she would come home from the day. And, you know, that was when Black Friday was Black Friday and it wasn't this craziness that starts on, I don't know. I think I got an email the Monday before. Like, really, people? No. We got to start putting some guardrails around this, you know? All right, I'm ranting. Before we get into the rest of the show, y'all know this. Follow us on youtube.com/@thecontechcrew. Follow all of these guys on social, but also make sure you're going to LinkedIn and you're actually following the Contech Crew. If you haven't noticed, we're doing a lot more of our shorts and whatnot through there. So you got to follow us. You got to engage with us there. Thank you for that. Are you trying to reach the innovators and decision makers in construction technology? Then look no further than sponsoring the Contech Crew. That's right, we're taking new advertisers. Email us at advertising@thecontechcrew.com to learn more. All right. Oh, I'm excited for tech gifts. Oh, this is my favorite time of the year. These are not your classic, hey, get another license of this or a license of that. This is the things we've seen over time. I'm seeing this obsession this year, so I'm just going to start with it. It's not an obsession, but a real focus on health and monitoring your health and doing that through wearables. You know, we've always talked wearables over the years, but we've talked about them in the technology sense of the word. We've seen some come and go. I think some don't exist anymore. I'm sure lots of them don't exist anymore. Some of them still do. Some of them are doing other things. But I am currently obsessed with the Aura Ring. I do not have one. But if you're listening in and you want to take care of your favorite crew host, that's me. Just if you didn't know. The Aura Ring Gen 3. Advanced sleep and recovery tracking. It helps look for fatigue and improve wellness routines. It gives you that rich data. I right now use the Apple Watch and I like it, but I don't know about you, but sleeping with a watch, like I bang into things. It's a big watch, right? Let's be honest. The Apple Watch is a big watch. I bang into things. It's just, so I was thinking, you know, like, and I haven't worn a ring like in years. So I was thinking, you know, or a ring, and think about this. Like, what if we could, you know, fatigue is one of the biggest problems on the job site, right? And how many of us are really tracking how we're feeling before we're going out there and doing things? John, you're jumping in here.
We had talked, and I don't do the Aura Ring because I lift. It can be a pain because it when you pull. So I have a Whoop. I actually got it after a Pro Core event. No, after AGCIT, I was talking to Gray, and he had one. And I didn't know what it was. And I said, what's that? And he's like, oh, it's a Whoop. It tracks everything. And it does. And you know what you said about like waking up and then knowing how you're going to be that day? I'll tell you what, it does a good job on sleep score and recovery. And if I wake up in the red, I can tell you by 5 o'clock, you don't want to be talking to me. I'm kind of a jerk. Like I'm out of gas to begin with. And I've been through an entire day. And I actually kind of know that, like wake up and like look and go, okay, so I got till like 3 before I'm kind of hard to deal with. You know, I get you, Jeff, that it's tough to sleep with a watch. This one's just a strap, no numbers, because I don't like seeing the time. But I have not taken it off in 1,029 days. So it tracks how many days before you take it off, because you add the battery to it rather than take it off for the battery. So other than showers, I take a shower and I switch arms. But other than that, it's been 1,029 days that I've been wearing it. And I got my stats on, if you're a data jerk, or data jerk. If you're discussing data, you might be a jerk. I don't know. But like if you're a data nerd, it is definitely up there. I know the Auras do a great job also, though. But I'm with you. Like being able to see your stats is really good. My wife refuses to wear one because if she sees she woke up in the red, it's just going to make her feel like she's in the red the rest of the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah. Placebo effect.
Like I wonder how much of that is there is placebo and nocebo. I have the Pixel 4 watch. I'm a Google nerd. And it's the same thing. Like if I look at, I check every morning, I get up, I drink my coffee, I check my stats, and it does kind of dictate how my gym session goes, whether I really feel it or not.
Yep. You know, and I'm looking at them just for folks out there. I'm looking at the Whoop watch. What it is like, looks like 250. No, that's the wrong one. Is it around 300?
So it's around 300, but that's your subscription. So that's like every year, like the watch is insignificant. It's every year you pay for that service. I realized that I was only keeping my Apple Watch for about a year anyways. So I was like, you know, little extra money. And then once you have it, you're kind of hooked. They definitely get you. Like there's no way around it. You're hooked. And I don't know. I think I gave one to Trent too. So I think both of us did our 75 hard wearing a Whoop, and you could watch it each day as you sort of improved across those months. That's cool.
I'm wondering, I don't know if you have to have have something for the Aura too.
Yeah. It comes with a 12-month membership when you get it.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. The now, question if you break I have it, on they'll that, pretty much just send you one.
Because we both do more lifting. Like the one thing I will say that I don't care quite as much for with Pixel, because so Google bought Fitbit, so it's kind of just the newer version. It's built into the watch. Everything is kind of centered around cardio load, cardio points, and you know I can have a pretty strenuous weightlifting session, and my cardio loads like 25, and my goal for the day is 60. Does the Aura pick up better on different types of exercises?
I don't know. The Whoop, what it does. Oh, the Whoop for that, because I obviously work out, lift too. Alpha Progression will send it to the Whoop so that you get all of the actual right exercises. And then if you're also using like something for like what you eat nutrition and calories wise, it will allow you to choose either the Whoop's version or the Alpha Progression version. And the Whoop's version usually is less calories. So I usually choose the Alpha Progression so I can eat an extra whatever.
Well, I will say I found out that the Aura Ring does not require one, but you only get readiness, activity, and sleep in your basic profile information. If you pay for the membership, you get detailed sleep analysis, advanced temperature monitoring, 24/7 heart rate tracking. You get blood oxygen sensing with it, some insights and guidance, so a lot more. And you find out your cardiovascular age, which we know is Travis's favorite thing, right? You do cardio all the time, right there, buddy?
Right. Yeah. All the time. I walked to the kitchen earlier. That counts, right?
It does. If Travis does any more than, what is it, 10 reps, it's cardio?
Six.
Anything more than six reps, it's cardio. All right. Well, hey, I love the wearables. I'm wondering, Travis, what are you getting your dork for the holidays this year?
I had a hard time with this because I'm not a super techie gift guy. Some of the things that I've kind of looked at is I want a new cold plunge tub, and I'm still too cheap to actually go full bore and get the little cooler that you can get with it that pumps the water, you know, the chiller system essentially that pumps the water in and out. So I started looking, and this works great for all four of us. There are molds that you can get to go out in the snow, and you build your molds and bring it in and put those into your cold plunge tub. So you have the chunks of ice. And then I started to think about building igloos, and you know, my mind kind of went down that route with it.
Well, I have to tell you that I had it on my list that it was recommended that a portable cold plunge tub, because this cold plunge thing's a thing. Talk to the people a little bit about the, at least what you understand about the theories of the cold plunge. Why would the folks listen and want that?
There are actually several benefits as far as I understand it. The reduction of systemic inflammation is a big deal. For those people that are into weightlifting, you want to make sure you do it before you lift and not after. There are some caveats based on some of the, you know, and I will throw this out there with the asterisks. I'm not a doctor. A lot of the stuff I pick up is bro science. I hear on podcasts where they talk like about one-off research studies, but some of the studies are saying that if you do a cold plunge, and it doesn't have to be freezing, like usually anything below 60 to 55 degrees for 3 to 5 minutes is enough to get your body into the state where you kind of, was it the valgus response or whatever
Vegas
it is?
Response,
where you start to get the vagus response. There you go. Once you kind of get there, then going into a workout and warming up can boost things like testosterone. And then there's also a lot of those feel good chemicals that we all like to get, you guys get from your runner's high, we get from our workouts. Is it's really hard to talk myself into it. It really kind of sucks to sit in there, but afterwards my energy's up and I just feel good. And I do think that it's there's something mental about doing it at the beginning of the day to be like, I'm going to do this one thing and this will be the worst part of my day. If I can survive this and I can get through this, the rest of my day is going to be fine.
That's awesome. I am with you. I have been doing it now for quite a while wherever I can. I cannot have one because I live in a second floor condo, so there is nowhere to do it. And they do not allow them on your porch. That's probably a smart idea for a number of different reasons. But I absolutely love the process. And you know what I think is interesting is like there was the idea of doing like the cold shower things for a while too, which I cannot do. The submersion I can do, I can talk myself into it and I can do it. And I still do the same breath. Like there's this moment of where you're like, and you have to like exhale. I actually just went to a place that had one where they walk you through it. And he was like, exhale before you walk in. And I absolutely love and in fact, a lot of the hot springs and stuff now are adding a cold plunge inside of the hot spring area to do it. So big fan of it. Can't believe we have to put in our episode, but we are not medical professionals and you should not take any of our advice or buy a cold plunge without talking to your doctor if you have some sort of issue. That's right. That's your PSA for the day. And
a kind of little follow-up that'll go with that is and this is something I've had for a while, is you can actually get reasonably cheap. Now, I started with an infrared sauna because they were cheaper at the time, but now you can actually get the ambient air saunas they're like a little zip-up tent for $300-$400. I mean, yeah, it's not for everybody, but they're reasonable. I mean, they even have sauna bags, like sleeping bags.
Yeah, I saw that, the zip up one. They have the red light one too, but they have a sauna bag, zip up bag.
And Jeff, all you need is a bathtub though, because these portable, they literally just, they pump it and refrigerate through outside your bathtub. So like, yeah, as long as you've got a bathtub, that's literally all you need.
As long as
there's still like $1,300, $1,400
bucks.
Yeah. We didn't say that this was the affordable construction door.
We know how much you pay for your little leg inflation decompression thing. So, you know,
I got those back there. They're on my list to tell people about, but they're an already gift. All right, Nathan, what do you got?
I will not bring up that I bought the cheaper version of that, but I feel like I'm always a sucker for just like the kind of cheap and easy tech gifts. A couple of the ones I flagged just for our BIM folks out there. They do sell now these like tiny little mini desktop vacuums that are like, I don't know if you've seen them, but yeah, you just pick them up off your desk and it looks like a paperweight. And I mean, just the number of times that I wish I had one of those blowers, but then you get the air blower and then it just blows everywhere else, right? Like it would be kind of nice if you just suck it up. I'm a sucker for easy ones like that. But I had to throw in two because that was an easy one. The other one that I'm definitely going to buy and use this year we're talking about being cold. So it's a full head hat. What do you call it? A knitted hat with the Bluetooth speakers inside of it. Have you seen these yet?
No.
Yeah.
A beanie with Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Beanie with the Bluetooth in it. Yeah. Cause like I put my earbuds in and like it kind of hurts like when you're snowboarding whatever or skiing with your helmet, whatever. But if you're going to wear a beanie underneath anyway and they're kind of built in there, I think that's the best way to do it. So they're pretty cheap, like 17, 20 bucks or whatever. Some have lights on them, some have whatever. So be careful. Maybe don't use it on a construction site because you know you want to be able to hear. But for those of us not on a construction site, could be useful.
That is a good one. Nathan was talking about, by the way, the Hyper Ices. If you haven't heard me go off on this, I don't know if any of you guys, but it was funny because we were sitting down talking about it the other day. So I have Hyper Ice. If you haven't looked it up, they make a leg, they make an arms, and they make a waist. And it's basically a compression. So it blow up compression, and they're used for how many of you guys work on a job site or go out and train? And then do you do your proper cool down? Like who has time for cool down? What do you do when you leave the job site? You do a little stretch and flex when you get there, but nobody stops the whole crew on the way out and is like, hey, I need you to cool down for 20 minutes and, you know, really do your circulation of blood. They're like, I'm not going to make that gesture, but I'm out. I got to go home. I only get paid to be here now. And you get in a car and you drive, right? And the blood pools and you don't get rid of the lactic acid. So basically what it does is it's a compression. It's hooked up to a little thing and it blows up and it squeezes all the way up your leg. And then it releases and it creates this natural blood flow through that mimics the art of cooling down. So if you've ever watched like professional athletes, they don't just stop playing. Right. They actually go through a cool down, not
like
professional football
bike.
Players. Yeah. They go like, on a stationary bike. You see, you know, after a bike race, they're on the bike for a little while. They're cooling down. And that's to get rid of the lactic acid buildup and prevent better recovery for the next day. So this thing mimics that. So you can, I was talking to Nathan about this. I put my legs on after a good ride or something because you got to work. Put my laptop on top and I start working and I do my 30-minute cool down, which most people just don't do. So that's what those are. They're called the Hyper Ice. Yeah. Travis is like, yeah.
Guilty.
I got to find the hip ones or the waist ones you talked about. Yeah.
Yeah. They're good for your hips and then they make them for your arms. I don't do them for your arms because, you know, that lifting's for you guys. I, you know. Yeah. So that's what that was. But we'll bring it back a little bit towards, you know, the what can you get for your cool gifts for, you know, Nathan, you were mentioning it, the BIM folks. I didn't even think about it. But I got a new pair and everybody talks about the Bose earbuds or Bose over the ears, you know, noise canceling for traveling, but also for working in an office when you're, you know, when you got to BIM out and you got to lose yourself for a while. But what I like is I got the anchors that have a button that can be noise canceling or transparency. So you can look like you're there, but you hit that transparency mode and you might hear a few things in the job site that, that maybe in the job trailer that maybe you didn't hear in the office that maybe you wouldn't hear before. So that's a good one for me. Noise canceling earbuds, by the way, for ear headphones for traveling, by the way, you got to do it. It's getting a little crazy out there in the world. So, and especially, you know, I see so many construction folks on the road, actually on planes, et cetera. I can say every flight I'm on, it feels like there's somebody coming on with a hard hat strapped to the backpack, you know, going on. I had a conversation with, I won't mention the company's safety director the other day at the cafe waiting, you know, so good idea for your ears and, you know, et cetera. And to listen into this show, right?
Perfect.
Marsh, what do you got for us, man?
Well, I got one for the nerds, but also to sort of get used and familiarize yourself with, like, so I've been buying these robot arms, like, more or less for like the last 2 years and been messing around with them with like different things you can do with small robot arms. Okay. And it was always like you could get a hobby arm, but it was never useful. Dot bots came out with a bunch of arms that you can get on Amazon at reasonable prices that you can actually use to do things. And if you think about it, you're a BDC person, you know what's going on in the fab shop, and you know that at some point we're going to start using robots down there. So like get familiar with how they are. It's got a huge community. So like when you get one, there's a community online, you go there and they're really good at helping you sort of get used to the arm, get used to programming it. These are made for education anyways, but like, I feel like that's a good, I've enjoyed the hell out of them because you can set them up just to be kind of a cobot with you. And with AI, there are so many drivers that will now drive arms off natural language. Even just like now, half of them are just going to make the arm go up in the air and do something stupid, but half of them work. So like, I really think it's the time, like if you're a BDC guy, you know, start messing around with some of these robots, start to get familiar, because the only difference between this bot and one that can pick a car is the strength of the servos. Like really the controls are the same. A lot of the programming's the same, but the servos are different. So like once you're familiar, you know,
what? Okay. So that's if you search DotBot, by the way, you get a couple of different things. And interestingly, DoorDash calls their thing the DotBot, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It says DotBot can refer for several different things, but a delivery robot from DoorDash called Dot, which, you know.
Oh, wow. And I wonder if DotBot products made that. Dot makes a bunch of different things. The robot arms, they have an entire like series up to professional arms, you know, and they're just like, when you're a hobbyist, it's tough to figure out what's trash and what's not.
All right. Well, we'll look that up. We'll try to throw it in the show notes there. John's always bringing the good ones. I can remember over your right shoulder there is the one of the VR headsets that was in.
Oh yeah.
Or that's the augmented reality, right?
That you remember that YouTube from like COVID days when we were all in either virtual or AR. Mm-hmm. We did that round table.
AR, yeah.
I use that video in presentations all the time. That was crazy. It's still on the CPC.
Yeah, YouTube. For anybody that didn't see this, this is in the middle of COVID and we're throwing on the virtual headsets. This one's Oculus, Quest 3.
Yeah.
And
Quest 3,
and we're, what was it, spatial AI?
It was spatial. Yeah,
spatial AI had this like come and get together with people, and we'd been not seeing anybody in a very long time, so we were like giving each other hugs virtually. It was creepy.
And you couldn't give each other
face onto it. Yeah. It was very weird, man.
Because Travis, you were in AR and most of us were in VR.
AR.
You were one of the few that were in AR, which is even weirder.
Seeing people floating around in my actual office and my space, and it was very strange. Like a floating
definitely
head.
If you're stuck inside for the winter, man, get a VR headset.
Yeah.
They're getting
good exercise.
It is. All right, Travis, you got anything else on your list?
You know, as I said, I don't always do these tech gifts quite so well. So I did go down the AI rabbit hole and I found something perfect for our friend John here. Did you know that there is a whole list of desktop forges that you can buy? And they kind of range from $80 to sky's limit. This one, last one here on the list is goes up to 2600 degrees, which seems like it could be a problem if I did it like in the office, but
on your desk, 2600 degrees sounds like an OSHA problem.
The
Vivor three burner 2600 portable propane forge.
This okay, that's crazy, man. Portable.
This is hilarious. And John's now.
But you don't see is me like desperately typing off to the side.
Yes. Oh,
wait,
no.
Oh, no. Has my wife bought all my presents yet? Are we good? Hold on.
What can I make of that, man?
That is absolutely fantastic. I love it. You know what's funny, Travis? In all of that, you mentioned it. I didn't really go down the route of like, you know, any of the AI subscriptions or any of that stuff. I just was like, I'm not going there. Nathan, I'm wondering.
Subscriptions. There is one thing that I did buy as I was scrolling through for the kids. This Scribe 3D, S-C-R-I-B, advanced 3D printing pen. So so 3D printing, and I was like, yeah, like what a cool, like creative kind of structural, like, yeah. So I'm very interested to test it out. And
did you just pull one out, John, while I was searching it?
No, but we have a bunch of them because they're like, Nathan, it's totally awesome. For like but 60 you should bucks really get on yourself Amazon, one
yeah.
too.
No, yeah.
Oh yeah. They're not expensive. Yeah. And there's not a lot, like you can make some really cool stuff with them. Yeah. They really are one of the,
ooh, maybe we can incorporate them in the summit somehow.
Although if you look, if everybody goes, looks, you can get a small 3D printer for about $100 now. And most of them are easy enough to use. They're like no longer only for hobbyists.
No, that was funny. I was down at my friend's house the other day with my kids, and my daughter's keychain broke. And my buddy's like, oh, don't worry about it. Hang on a second. What do you want it to be, honey? And he's like, and then I'm like, out in the garage, the 3D printer's going. And the only thing that, you know, that didn't print was like the ring itself, which that was the only thing that didn't break. So you just put the ring on the keychain and boom, she had a brand new keychain.
It's kind of similar with the like laser engravers, like the X tools and stuff like that. They're very reasonable and it takes a little bit of time. It's you want a couple of blanks to practice with, but they are pretty easy to use. It's almost like a word processor if you're just doing some etching and some wording and stuff like that.
See, we got a whole new round of gifts we didn't know we was gonna have.
I mean, shoot, while we're on it, even just like those Wi-Fi label printers, like around the office, things like that, like little things like just would write down. Like I can't remember how many times I've gotten scolded by superintendents for like handwriting something that like should have been done more formally. And it's like to have those little label makers on the fly and you just do it from your phone and air print it to it. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I like that. Now I'm going to give you some fun ones that we found. This is for, I think every job site trailer needs this from here on out. Cause they all have a big screen of some sort where they're, you know, putting up the plans or putting up the model or doing whatever it is they're doing up there. A retro handheld gaming console, something that you can act like that has like Punch Out or Tetris or something like that. Cause we all know there's a time at which, well, we need to fight it out and we probably shouldn't be fisticuffing. So let's
Mario Kart.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You need a couple of those, right? I don't know if they make it where you can have a couple of those. Well, I don't know if you've
N64, you'd be four players. Yeah, if you can find an old Nintendo 64, you can still get four players on it.
I don't know if you've seen this, but there are these retro ones that it's just the controller itself. It plugs into the TV and it has every game in it now.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and if they're nerds, man, me and the kids printed out something that looks like a Nintendo, but we put Raspberry Pi 2 in it and loaded Retro Pi in every single game.
That's what it is.
Every single game that I didn't load because it's questionable legally to load games. But you know,
are we still recording?
We're not recording, but like, yeah. Yeah, man. Retro Pi is easy to install too.
There's an interesting one. All right. Anybody got anything that we forgot to include in our list that is a must have for your construction dorks?
I'm just curious if anybody's gotten it on that note. There's a Lego Game Boy that like you have to build the Lego, but then once you do, it's a legitimate old Game Boy. I saw it at Walmart. Oh, cool. I'm wondering if anyone's actually bought one. If you have, hit us up. Let us know if it actually works. Or maybe I misread it. But yeah, no, I'm pretty sure like you build it and then it actually is a working Game Boy.
That makes sense, Lego. Man.
I'm flipping through mine to see. I did have one that I think everybody should do because it was hilarious when I was thinking about it. And yes, I was ChatGPTing a little bit. But it said, based on what you've been doing all year, you should get everybody a Lego set. So that while they're sitting through yet another team's meeting and they want to throw people around, they can build something with their hands. And I was like, okay, I have to add that one in. Perfect. So get a Lego set and remember to play with Legos while you're on those team calls that are driving you nuts. And you can still use your AI tool to, you know, make sure you don't miss anything on the call itself, right? I was trying to see if I have it. Oh, and don't forget your heated gear from Milwaukee. That's just a little plug for my friends over there at Milwaukee, but their heated gear is solid. And I think now they've got heated gloves, you know, these are the way, and they have a charger in them too. So you can not only heat yourself up, but you can charge your phone at the same time. So make sure you get those gifts. Any final thoughts as we move into the holidays for our wonderful, cool contact crew listeners out there that like to dork out?
I was looking at, most of us are bourbon drinkers, bourbon fans, and I was looking at different custom sets, bourbon sets on Etsy, of all places. There are very creative people there. And there's a gift out there for our civil engineer friends that's a whiskey dispenser with an excavator on it. Personalized whiskey. I put it in our show chat here if you want to open it up.
I'm looking at it. I'm almost mad you said it. I was going to say, don't say anything. I'm going to buy this and get all the credit. This is awesome. You definitely have to look up these pictures.
We're going to have to add as many of these links to the things as we can. Oh, I want that. Oh, geez.
Yeah, so like it actually pours out of the it looks like it will dispense out, like vacuum out of the bottle and then dispense into the shot glasses. And it's made out of an old turntable. That's so cool.
That is made out of an old turntable.
People are very creative.
I mean, that's the fun. I think that's the most fun part about this episode, guys, is I hope whoever's listening heard a few things in there that they want. But the most fun part was going in and thinking, what would I want to find and where would I want to look for it? And my only problem with that one, Travis, is does it pour an actual, the correct amount? Or can I, make it my
question?
What I would call my.
Are you saying you maybe want a heavy pour one night?
Can you hack it?
What I want is one that makes my old fashioned for me. John, I think we could take one of those arms and program it to do it, right? Lift up the bottle.
Yeah, that would work.
Pour just this much, pour just this much in and out of there. So, I think that'd be a good one.
Well, if you've ever. If you've ever spent time in Utah, they have very strict liquor laws. They do have the portioning devices that go on top of the bottle. So maybe you could put something together there.
Yeah, take somebody to Utah and have them see them do that. And they go, what the?
What?
Yeah, you turn it over and it's one shot.
Set the desired pour volume using the adjustable control. So each one will be the same amount. But you can control how much it is. That's smart. They obviously it was made by an engineer.
right.
Obviously it was made by an engineer. Because an engineer, depending on their day, that pour might be a little different.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said it, but I would also have to say if you care about somebody out there and they're, it's a crazy world, Calm or Headspace subscription. I live and swear by my Calm. I'm a Calm subscription person. I swear by it. A little Calm in the morning. Travis, you were talking about the cold plunge. I don't have that here, but I can tell the days where I don't sit down and do my little, I have one of the guys that's on there that I really like. If I don't sit down and do my 8 minutes or 8 to 12 minutes with them in the morning, I'm a little grumpy. I might be a little off kilter. And then traveling as much as we do, and also I know that our construction sisters and brothers out there are doing the same. They're putting their head down in a different place a lot. They have these relaxation, which I'm not like a noise person. Like I can't do the thunderstorm, I can't do the the waves, none of that work for me. But there's this one guy on it, I'm not kidding, his name is Chubbs Okereke. It just makes me laugh to start, but then it's like this focused relaxation of your muscles from like your feet all the way up. I make it about halfway through and I'm freaking out every time, and it just shuts my brain off. And it's good for, especially because you're in a new place, so it's a sound that you can do. It's not a TV, so you don't get the blue light. So I'm a big fan of the Calm subscription. For any of your friends, buy that for them. Or, if you're an organization out there and you're thinking about those HABs, you should, healthy activity benefits. If y'all don't know what that is, I use an acronym without saying what it was. If you use an HAB, that is a great one to add in.
Jeff, I just realized something very, very sad. I said DotBot and I meant DoBot.
Oh.
And I just said DocBot like 500 times, it's DoBot.
No wonder I couldn't find it.
I was like, I looked in, I'm like, I'll grab an Amazon link for them. And I'm like, well, that's not what I would admit.
That's not what you're doing.
But I will tell you the DocBot.
I'm saying that we
cool.
I finished off a full day of work first.
Hey, well, actually, this DoBot
is it DoBot
really
or
cool.
DoBot? DoBot.
D-O-B-O-T is like, and they have like an entire line of arms and like treads. And it's just, that's what I had meant. And I like looked it up. I'm like, how did you get to DotBot? There's not even like, I don't know, man. I'm just claiming that it's late in the day. That's going to be my excuse.
There you go.
That's going to be his excuse. This is going to come out at 5 o'clock in the morning, but trust me, that is not what we are recording this one. So, well, look, guys, this has been awesome. I hope we gave everybody listening out there some really good ideas for your construction dorks for the holidays. But first and foremost, we're at the end of the year. I know some of you are trying to get projects done, trying to get other stuff done. But remember to rest and recharge. It's an important one. Nathan, it's been great to have you with us for the gift episode. Final words, thoughts from you.
I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. I think time, like the gift of time, we talk so much about how valuable time is. And so, you know, take advantage of it. Take time for yourself. Take time for your family. Take time for others. We don't get it back. So, yeah, if there's any gift, give the gift of time.
I like that one. Travis, any final words, final thoughts?
I can't follow that. I mean, it's perfect. You take time for yourself and take time to take care of others, right?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I will honestly say I'm not a big fan of this part of the holiday season. Thanksgiving's my favorite because it's all about feeding people and being there with them. The whole commercialization of it, even though we just did a fun one on, you know, what you can get. The whole gift giving thing, I don't know. It gets a little materialistic for me. So do something nice for somebody. You know, be nice to somebody. Take a moment. You don't know what kind of year they've had. You don't know if, you know, they gave their kid a gift this morning that they, you know, railed them for because it wasn't perfectly whatever it was, you know, I'm looking over my shoulder. It was the knockoff Uggs instead of the regular ones, you know, whatever it might be. So you just don't know. So, and you know, I mean, it's been a tough year for a lot of folks out there. So, you know, there might not be a whole bunch in the stockings. That's not what it's about. So I'm with you. Jonathan, final thoughts?
I would say this, you know, I always like to make sure that at Christmas, everybody gets something to play with on Christmas Day. Like when we were a kid, we got something like, and I mean, even just the little remote control helicopters, something that's fun, something that they were not expecting to get and something that they can play with that day. Cause they're going to have to listen to a lot of family conversations. And I mean for adults. Okay. I don't mean for kids. Kids are going to get plenty of toys. As adults, we don't get toys anymore. So, I mean, make sure you get, Like you know a nerd, get him a nerd toy. Get a little remote control car to be on the ground, like something. I miss getting toys for Christmas, man. And I make sure really I get toys point. For others.
Amen.
That's a really great point. I think all of us listen to some of the same type of stuff. And the benefits of play, just play, are huge.
The benefits of play and feeling creative and feeling like a kid. Make an adult feel like a kid for a little while. That's going to last a whole hell of a lot longer. And you're right. I guess my final advice too would be avoid those conversations if you can and go play with the drone.
Play with the kids. They have good new toys.
Play with the kids. Yeah. Play with the drone. Play a video.
Leave the adult table.
Play a video game. That's the table I want to be at. We don't do that enough. So I'm with you, John. Go back, have a little fun, feel young again, and don't take life too serious. You'll never get out alive, right? All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in today to Geek Out for our holiday gifts for your favorite construction dorks. To read all our news stories, learn more about our guests, and to listen to this show, visit thecontechcrew.com. This is the Contech Crew signing out. Until next time. And next year, enjoy the ride and geek out.